Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Joining us to pump it up. Certainly I get pumped up anytime we get to hang out together. Dr. Ravi Kulasekera, and of course Super Don. He's not chopped liver. There's Super D down there. Look up above you. Dr. Ravi's here. Yep.
Here's a story of a lovely lady.
No, he's not a lovely lady. His little girl, lovely. Anyway, I'm wearing my Health Freedom Ohio shirt in solidarity with you, Dr. Ravi, and welcome back.
Mug.
You've got your mug there.
Yeah.
Welcome back, and of course, we're all excited about the Health Freedom Expo coming up, and our friend Julie Whitman Klein and the whole family. They're putting on a virtual show because this year we ain't getting together the way we'd like to. But
yeah.
Hopefully that'll come back again sometime soon. You didn't go to the Legacy Conference that they had in Indianapolis, did you?
No, I did not. I was actually in Chicago during that time at the Enzyme Conference. So it kind of clashed.
Ah, no worries. Well,
yeah.
Like I said, I'm trying to say, man, put it in Indianapolis if you have to. I don't have a lot of high hopes for Chicago and Illinois anymore.
Yeah, I know. It was an experience. It wasn't bad.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. So we got a lot to cover this hour, I think. A lot of stories to talk about. A lot of COVID crazy. And that's probably the things you say here I'll use for my lecture on Sunday at the Health Freedom Expo. Just I'm continuing to research. I'm putting them off. Hold on. I'm still working on their stuff changing every day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's crazy as usual. And, you know, I just went on a shopping expedition to Costco. And I came out of the store and I see these 5 or 6 pallet loads of masks on outside. So, you know, people think that this is going to go away anytime soon. But if you look at the amount of money that they're putting in to the masking, to the face shields,
now
masks with, you know, binkies attached to them, I mean, for little babies, all this stuff. I mean, industries won't put money unless they have assurance that this is going to go on for a long time. So people, you know, need to start waking up. I see a lot of people with their masks below their nose. I mean, you know, okay, if you want to wear it below your nose, just take it off. I mean, you know, don't just do that to say, make people think you're a good citizen. I mean, there's a reason why you're wearing it below your nose. Just take it off. So, you know, it's crazy. I mean, the only time that we had this summer, we did a lot of camping, and I can tell you that campsites were the only places where we actually found normal people acting normally. I mean, we even had like one where we did Halloween trick or treating, you know, with people, real people handing out real candy to kids dressed up, you know, just like, but even these cities that we live in, I mean, they're all talking about like non-contact, you know, candy distribution and all this other nonsense. I mean, it's asinine. And the impact this has on kids, I mean, my 4-year-old is starting to talk about, you know, what she's seeing. And of course, she's never worn a mask, you know, in this whole thing, and neither have we. So it's confusing to these children, and what we are teaching them to do is like to lose human contact, to not be able to see, talk to people, and that's going to have a long-lasting detrimental effect, which is far, far worse than this COVID, you know, whatever that's going on around. I mean, to me, that's much worse. The cure is, you know, worse than the disease, for sure.
Robbie, what I'm thinking, you have a young child, as, mm-hmm. as I've been speaking out on the concern I have for all young children today and how they are going to perceive the world based on what they're being taught right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's an exaggeration. Tell me if it is, that they are being trained, if not consciously, then subconsciously, to live in a permanent state of fear.
Yes. I completely agree with you. I mean, this is, I mean, even the, I have to now, I mean, like, there were a couple of, like, shows on public television that I, you know, she was watching. I mean, they were educational. And recently I just happened to, you know, hear them. They're talking about masking on those. So the programming is, like, so severe that even children who are this young are going to get exposed to what you just said and fear people who are healthy. I mean, these two guys are running around, you know, in the forest and, you know, jumping over rocks and wading over streams. I mean, perfectly healthy. And then they're coming out and putting masks on. I mean, the message you send, and like you said, the subconscious, subtle message you send into children is that everybody should be feared. You need to stay away from people. Don't make no contact. Don't talk. You know, like, don't sing. Don't gather at family, you know, events. This is absolute nonsense, right? I mean, how many places, where's the science that says a family gathering of 12 people has caused this massive epidemic of COVID? There is none. So what they're going by is scientific opinion. Opinion is not evidence-based science. I mean, there's no evidence to much of what is being said. I mean, Dr. Deborah Birx, you know, said we need to mask everybody, you know, on planes and trains and whatever. There is no evidence. This is just an opinion of one person. We have started to, like, fear healthy people, people with no infections, and even with people with infections. I couldn't even, 2 years ago, I would travel on a plane full of people with at least one.
Coughing, sneezing,
yes.
All of that. Yeah.
Yes.
And now we've got the schizophrenic World Health Organization saying we must enforce quarantines,
yes, exactly,
to crush pandemic. This is the WHO. And it's like, quarantine who? Who have they found it that is in evidence is a super spreader that has no symptoms, that is not sick?
Right. There's none. There's none. And if you look at what they're saying, I mean, so here's the deal, right? So what they did was, you know, actually brilliant. I mean, like, from a asinine standpoint, it was a brilliant, you know, brilliant process. So they picked something that was pretty vague, right? I mean, COVID symptoms can be 100 other, you know, viral infections. So it's pretty vague. And they brought out a test that would amplify any signal to match up to some part of the COVID strain. So now, you know, like, you're saying, like, they're COVID positive when they're 90% of the time they're not, right? So that's one other thing. And then they made it so that they could, like, literally change what they did and increase or decrease whatever the outcomes were. I mean, like, right now, they're testing college students. Mandatory testing college and school kids, supposedly randomly, but, you know, I find it hard to believe, but, and then they're coming up with these case numbers. So they test positive. I mean, obviously, this time of the year, you're going to find some sort of coronavirus setting in your nasal cavity because, you know, it's cold, it's dry. This is the time when these, you know, things start to appear. And then they're calling these COVID cases. And then when you don't see the hospitalizations, you don't see the ICU numbers going up, no deaths rising. The latest story I've heard is that, well, the people getting it now are younger. And, you know, you got to wait a little bit because they're eventually going to infect the older and then we'll see the deaths. So you see how that's working out? I mean, they're constantly changing the goalposts, constantly changing the narrative because it's so fluid and it's easy for them to do, right, to keep people in fear. And people can't see through this. I'm amazed at critical thinking, you know, people who were critical thinkers who have gone into this mess, you know, and they think that, you know, everything normal now is the abnormal. Like, you know, I'm the crazy one. I'm the, you know, person who is killing grandma. You know, it's you know, I don't know. I mean,
you're the only sane one in the room with these people.
Exactly.
And they're all crazy.
That's
what
I look at it.
But yeah, you say formerly critical thinking people. That's
right,
formerly,
right,
because they've abandoned critical thinking skills in the fear. And,
yeah,
you know, if we point out, and I continue to dig on the presentation I'm going to give for the Sunday lecture at Health Freedom Expo.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep looking into the peer-reviewed medical literature, the CDC, the FDA, where is the validated isolation of one unique novel, what they call a SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19? Mm-hmm. And everywhere I look, it's fragments of genetic material or sequences of RNA that they take computer program modeling this thing to add the other pieces in, theoretically. Mm-hmm. And what do we learn about modeling? It's only as good as whatever you're putting into the computer.
Sure.
And what did they predict about X zillion deaths that was completely wrong from the beginning?
Right.
And so I struggle because as much as people say, oh, you don't like doctors, you don't like science. No, I love doctors that have integrity and scientists who have integrity who are not conflicted with all kinds of interests that are not scientific.
Right.
And I say, look, if I could find the thing that goes, look, we have the whole thing and it's been duplicated here. All these scientists now have come into agreement, not because an authoritarian said we have it, but they've actually validated it. I'm like, I'll be the first to go, look, they do have it.
Yeah.
But I can't, here we are, I don't know, almost a year into it, but it was preliminary before we started hearing about it. And I can't find it. I'm not saying it's not findable, but we're digging, and I've got a lot of folks that are investigative journalists and scientists that are digging too. Dr. Robbie, have you seen something I haven't seen here?
No, and this is the problem, right? I mean, so the way they chose this was that such that they could say and do anything they wanted without really proving what they're saying, right? Because, and think about this. I mean, you know, I just read an article that was a Japanese scientist that said COVID cannot be something that is natural or real because no virus can ever infect the entire world the same way at the same time. Viruses depend, I mean, like their existence or the way they come off depends on your environment, right? And we know that. And so what they did was they just picked something that they could pinpoint, identify, or like, you know, do something and say, oh, this is something novel. And then they just basically made up everything around it. If you look, for example, like, you know, let's take like the death numbers, right? So in the US, initially, like, you know, as early as April, end of April, early May, the CDC came out and said that you could actually label somebody a COVID probable death. I mean, that has never been done before in the history of science, right? So you basically look at someone, do not test this person, the person doesn't have symptoms, but you can just say, okay, that person, you know, is probably a COVID death. Now think about what they did, right? 2.85 million people die in the United States every year. If they just pick 10% of that number to call it COVID probable, you know, like whatever COVID-related death, that's 285,000 people. Right? And if you look at the CDC, I mean, I just looked at the CDC, you know, it's provisional, obviously, but I mean, they keep track of deaths by all causes. We are only up to like 2.12 million. So where are the excess deaths? In the other 85 days of this year, I mean, we'll come out less than 2.85 million.
This is a point that I've been bringing up as we found these stats coming from other countries. All cause mortality.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what caused it, just on an annual basis, this is on average how many people die every year in that country, in that given area.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
These numbers, these stats are known. They're not controversial.
No.
And when you start running the numbers as we did earlier in the year, it said over the first 5 months of the year, in certain countries like Ireland, UK, and I think there was some evidence in certain parts of America, there was no spike in deaths over normal, in some cases, less, fewer deaths.
Yeah.
And that does not happen in a pandemic year where you have a normal level and you have spikes above it.
Right.
Now, we also go back to the probable causes, probable cases. And we are relying on what? A technology that has become so controversial that even scientists that were all in on this are beginning to question it. PCR.
Yeah.
How many cycles do they run to determine positivity? And what does positivity even mean if they don't have the initial full sequence of an entire viral genome?
Yeah.
They only have fragments that they then, and I've got the actual protocols that they use to claim isolation. And it's embarrassing. I mean, you go through this, and I'll go through it in my lecture. It's like, this is isolation? This, you had to do this to say it's there? It's not there. I'm sorry. It's embarrassing.
Exactly, I mean, you know, so this whole thing with the fragment, and, you know, if you look at, if anybody looks at, you know, so SARS-CoV-1, I mean, like the SARS that came in 2003, We know, you know, 75% of that gene sequence matches, you know, the bits and pieces we found with SARS-CoV-2. So, and then that matches multiple other coronaviruses that are running around here. So we have no idea what we're looking at. And they claim that it's the best test we have, you know, like, you know, it's good and we should keep doing it. You know, it's fast, it's rapid, blah, blah, blah. No. And the other thing we need to understand is, like, you know, when we have a situation like this going on, when there's a, you know, perceived pandemic or whatever, the science that gets done during that time is pretty much, you know, slapped together. It's there is no real long-term look at anything. I mean, the people try to get things published as fast as they can. And that's the reason why we keep seeing things change. Like one day they come and say, okay, you know, it's transmissible by air. You know, then the next day they'll say, oh, no, you know, we checked 500 people. It's not. And then they say the kids are not. I mean, children are still not dying from this thing. And then they say children are super spreaders because, you know, we had this one school where they whatever had a lot of cases. It's all based on opinion and very flimsy data. So, you know, the evidence is in the bigger picture. I mean, look at the bigger picture. I mean, see who's got, you know, who's died from what. And all these data is so mixed in together and, you know, confounded, muddled together that we will have, probably will have no idea ever to know if that probable cause, you know, COVID death was actually somebody who had COVID-19.
Well, we know that whatever COVID-19 is, we no longer need flu shots because it's the cure for flu. Apparently, there's no more flu.
Exactly.
Flu stats. Gone. Where's the flu? It's like, no, everything's recategorized, repurposed. Yes, there's still pneumonia, and they're also doing the same thing they did with flu deaths, saying pneumonia or flu deaths, and then you push back on them and you go, oh, it's flu-related. It's related to complications from on and on it goes. It's like, well, stop calling them flu deaths or pneumonia deaths.
Right. Eventually, it's going to all come down, you know, it'll boil, because what happens is, you know, like when the hospital records the data, I mean, they put an ICD-10 code on it. So eventually, the CDC Wonder database will have these codes associated with whatever is going on, and that's where you'll actually be able to, like, delineate people who had actual COVID versus, you know, other complications and people who died, you know, with COVID, not from COVID. And also, just, you know, to make a point, a lot of people who were probable COVID cases were never tested. I mean, they were given the freedom to, for example, say there was somebody, you know, who went to a hospital and was put into a COVID ward, right? Mm-hmm. Or that person was labeled a COVID if that person died because they were in close proximity. No testing was required. So this is all completely baloney. I mean, I'm flabbergasted that this is actually being passed off as science and made. And decisions to control people's lives and to destroy businesses, economies, and everything is being done on stuff, you know, data based on and opinions based on this. It's absolutely asinine.
I'm embarrassed for doctors and scientists who are claiming that the tests are legit and that they've isolated, on and on it goes.
Right.
All right, I'll give you a little leeway if you've not looked into it, but if you're just listening to authoritarians tell you what is real, that doesn't say a lot about your capacity for critical thinking, your willingness to do so. And so I am embarrassed for the ruling elite medical class here. Mm-hmm. And not that they're right about a lot of things, but my gosh, this one is a big, I guess they call it a boner, not in that way, but you really messed up on this. And one day we'll look back, and not too long from now, I believe, and say, how could everybody have gotten it so wrong?
Right. And, you know, there are some doctors who are actually starting to, you know, like, fight back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Going to be a red wave like you've never seen before. President Trump predicting great things for Republicans in the upcoming election. The president campaigning in New Hampshire today continues.
People are tired of looking at the anarchists and all of the things taking place in Portland, Chicago, New York with crime.
His Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, has no public appearances scheduled. After several aides, including his chief of staff, tested positive for COVID-19, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says Vice President Mike Pence will keep campaigning.
The CDC guidelines does say essential personnel.
Yes, it says they wear a mask. If they wear a mask.
And I spoke to the Vice President last night at midnight, and I can tell you that what he's doing is wearing a mask, socially distancing, and when he goes up to speak, he will take the mask off, put it back on.
Meadows speaking there on CNN, USA Radio News. The National Hurricane Center reports that Tropical Storm Zeta has formed south of Cuba. The storm evolved from Tropical Depression 28 to increase in strength into a tropical storm late Saturday into early Sunday. Zeta is expected to reach the Gulf Coast by midweek. As many businesses struggle to adapt during COVID, some just can't stay afloat. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Another business casualty of the pandemic is rated one of the best quality coffee chains in the country. Brooklyn Roasting Company announced this week that it was filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will be closing all of its brick-and-mortar locations in New York City. Another closing announced is California-based Yoga Works with 66 studios throughout the U.S. They closed temporarily when COVID first consumed the news and now no namaste, filing for Chapter 11 and permanently closing its studios.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The problem with medicine, and you know, I know this for a fact, if you go against the grain, I mean, you get destroyed. I mean, that the system is set up so that, you know, it's very easy to destroy the career of a physician, you know, a medical professional, if they go against the grain. So a lot of people, you know, their debt or whatever they need to pay back. I mean, they're afraid to rock the boat. But there are some doctors who are coming out now and, you know, are speaking out against what's going on because, like you said, I mean, you know, there are a few out there who have integrity still to do the right thing, because they don't want to be on the wrong side of history when all of this is said and done.
Well, Robbie, so I mean, it's cowardly, and I get why they don't want to put their head up. A lot of them are in debt to medical school still. There are a number of regulations, licenses, all of these things that control their behavior. But at a certain point, and there are other doctors that have stood up and said, I cannot participate in this. And yes, they've risked loss of license. Some have given it up. But what is the price of your ability to sleep with a clear conscience? Unless you're on major medication, a lot of drugs. And that happens for a lot of these docs that have to recognize on one level, on a psyche or spiritual level, that they are in opposition to themselves and what they said they wanted to do and be when they said, I want to be a doctor. And many of those have, you know, high suicide rate. It's a big, it's a high issue in dentistry because of mercury more than anything, but in aspects of allopathic medicine as a whole regarding other professions, it has a higher suicide rate. There's a reason for that.
Right.
And I think one of that is the schism in your psyche. You go in to do good and you realize everything you're doing is violating the Hippocratic Oath.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I mean, I will say that, you know, there's a lot of doctors who really want to do good. I mean, they went to school to do good. I mean, you know, for many years, I mean, I thought I was doing a heck of a lot of good, but, you know, once you realize that, like you said, and then you don't sleep at night, you know, then you start wondering, like, you know, if what's going on, this is worth it.
Worth it?
Yeah. And then,
is
you know.
It worth it, yeah. So I want to help all y'all out there, all the doctors out there. I'm not trying to embarrass you, even though I'm embarrassed for you if you're still believing all of these lies. But I also recognize those who have stood up, just like you said, Dr. Robbie, and we try to feature them if they can come on the show. If not, we'll feature them with their words or a video of them to acknowledge that they're saying, yeah, well, they're seeing what we're seeing, and it's a hard thing to do from within because of the threats to their very livelihood. But look at California. Here's another crazy California story. California's feared surge of virus cases hasn't happened. This is actually today's news out of Medical Express. Near the end of September, with coronavirus cases falling and more schools and businesses reopening, Governor Newsom's administration urged restraint, citing a statistical model, once again, garbage in, that predicted a startling increase, 89%, in virus hospitalizations in the next month. It hasn't happened. Instead, state data is showing hospitalizations have fallen by 15% since that warning. Average new number of cases has declined, even as other more populous states like Florida and Ohio and Illinois see increases. And even Utah claiming increases. But what are these increases of if you don't have a test to validate the presence of an actively replicating virus, if you even believe that's the cause of any disease?
Right. So that, yeah. So, I mean, agree completely. I mean, so basically, you know, they sometimes forget to give us facts too. Like, so Ohio has, like, ramped up their testing. I mean, they're doing a lot of testing of kids, you know, college students, you know, medical professionals, students in schools at random. So obviously the more testing you do, the more positives you're going to get and the more cases that are going to come. But there's no indication that, you know, there's anything going on around you. I mean, you know, my wife works for hospitals, so I mean, I know. I mean, there's no mad rush to, you know, fill up hospitals and people with. The other thing is, you know, like there was a report that came out in Ohio recently too, like the rate, you know, rising case numbers. And then the question that people forget to ask is that, okay, are these people actually symptomatic? I mean, case number means you're positive. And sometimes this person gets tested, you know, three times a month.
How many cycles do they run?
All these tests, I mean, as far as I could be wrong about this, but I think on average around 30 to 40 cycles. And that's.
Yeah, they don't go under 30 typically, or nobody would test positive.
Exactly.
And
yes.
If they climb up to 40, then everybody can be positive or more.
Right.
And you're talking about amplifications to the tune of trillions and beyond at that point. And that's not an exaggeration. And as I said, when I go through the mechanization of isolation, much less the claim that it is in your body, and then they claim viral load based on the number of cycles without actually ever finding a replicating virus in your bodily fluids, as if that should matter, right?
Right.
It's only through this amplification technology that is a manufacturing technique, not an identification technique of acute or infectious or chronic infectious agents. And so I keep coming back to that. Every case that they say, I have to dispute, because what is the case based on? A test that is not validated, that has no standard, that the cycles change, vary, and like the whole thing is nonsense. And so I have a hard time, Robbie, honestly, talking seriously about cases.
No. I mean, yeah, you shouldn't be talking about cases at all unless these cases are symptomatic.
Symptomatic, with, right? You know, something's
yeah,
going on,
exactly.
Really. We can see it.
Yeah. Right. And there is none. I mean, they don't talk about it. So, you know, you ask the question, they're like, well, you know, they test positive, so that means they're, you know, a case. No, they're not. So, you know, it's, and this is the reason why I said at the beginning, I mean, they've created this system whereby they can, you know, they can say whatever they want because it's going to fall into that, because they created the narrative such that whatever they do is going to boost up what they're saying and cause more fear. And that's the whole thing. And one of the things in California that people need to be very careful about is letting government into deciding who comes in and out of their house. I mean, I think I saw in that article that there's like they're limiting three families at a get together. I mean, that's letting your government tell you how many people in your family can be in your house at the same time. That's a very slippery slope. I mean, that's like, you talk about freedom. Whatever the case may be, I mean, you know, you cannot allow the government, for whatever reason, I mean, this is not public health. Okay, I mean, this is way beyond public health. It's not,
no, it's an attack on American institution of Thanksgiving.
Correct. Yes, and, exactly. Thanksgiving, Christmas, all of it. I mean, you know, basically what they're telling you is distance yourself even from your families. We have been like, I mean, to me, I mean, this is, you know, when I, you know, when I'm sitting around by myself thinking, I mean, my conspiracy brain kind of wanders around, and I'm thinking like, maybe they're training us all to just like coexist with non-human people who don't communicate with you. You have to keep a safe
distance.
They
like robots. They like robots.
Yeah. I mean, you know, do you have that thought? I mean, does that thought cross your mind that this whole thing with this 6 feet masking, you know, not gathering together, not talking to your neighbor, all this, I mean, it's basically this is not how
if you isolate humans from humans and have them live in a permanent state of fear, there's nothing you can't make them do.
Exactly.
I've heard it's a little statement. Hurt people hurt people. And you know, you take that first word, scared people hurt people as well.
Mm-hmm.
A scared animal will hurt people.
Sure.
And so if you have people living in fear, they're living in fight or flight. Fight or flight is a survival mechanism. Higher brain function doesn't matter. It's about lower brain, animal brain, reaction, action, and violence ensues. And so you have this control through fear. Now, I'm not afraid and you're not afraid, so I want to know, what does a Sri Lankan turkey for Thanksgiving look like?
A lot of people, I mean, Sri Lankans, though, I mean, like, we only started recently, like, because we don't have, like, a Thanksgiving holiday, so to speak. And we don't have turkey in Sri Lanka, so it's probably a chicken. I've never done it.
So my question is, in a contemporary American setting with you, Dr. Ravi, in home with your wife and your child, is there an equivalent to a Sri Lankan turkey on the menu? Or are you doing it American style?
We just do it American style. I mean, you know, I make some stuff that is Sri Lankan that has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. Probably you'll make beer. People, you know, like say, what's going on here? But I mean, you know, it's just good food. We enjoy it. I mean, basically for me, I mean, these family holidays is like getting together with the family, enjoying some good food, and then, you know, like that's the purpose, right? And, we kind of, this year, I don't know. I mean, you know, my wife's family lives in Buffalo, New York, and New York is a mess too. So we have no idea. And you know, we'll see what happens after November 3rd to decide that. But we usually travel. Yeah.
We're watching it. All right. Look, we'll talk more turkey after this break. From crazy California to nincompoop New York. They're opening schools in New York City, and what's happening there? Are they seeing COVID case spikes or not? We'll talk about that. Also, the claims, despite what we've just covered in California, of new surge and hospitals at a breaking point. Is that for real? What's going on? Or more confusion? And finally, how do we protect Americans? The CDC is chiming in on another mask mandate suggestion. And just remind y'all, in the show notes, you got links to Dr. Ravi Kulasekar. Let me scroll up and I'll show everybody. Those of you who want to reach out, even do remote consultations, he does them. And it's just right there. You just click on this link. It'll take you to a Facebook contact, and you can reach out to Do No Farm, PHARM, with Dr. Ravi. He's amazing. We love him, appreciate him so much here. I want to give a shout-out to all our lovers of liberty there in Ohio, Michelle Cotterman, Nadra, and everybody, great people. And I'm not naming everybody, but Dr. Ravi, you know them. You get to hang out with them. And they're just sensational in their willingness not to speak for liberty, but to actually stand up and really go into the government places where nobody really wants to go, I don't think, unless you want power, but to kind of limit their power. That's the thing. Those of us who just wanted to be left alone have now been taken advantage of because we just want to be left alone, so we left them alone. But now they're not leaving us alone. So we got to step it up. So
Take a second to just let everybody know, anybody who's interested. I mean, there is a Health Freedom Ohio event, three events that are happening on November, I think, 14th through the 16th. If you go to healthfreedomohio.org under events, you can see that. I mean, we're doing an HPV vaccine symposium with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and also, I think, Dr. Wakefield will be there.
Wow.
Judy Mikovits. Yeah, there's some of the big names in this fight. So we'll be having that. People can, I don't know if they are sold out or not, but I think it's going to be somewhere in Columbus.
I'm showing everybody about the upcoming events. November 15th, there's something called Empower to Rise Legislative Advocacy Training.
That's a good one.
Here's A Time of Gratitude, 1986, the Act, the movie screening and panel discussion. That's November 16th. That seemingly is that big event. And then you mentioned HPV and COVID-19 Vaccine Safety Symposium. Yeah. That's November 17th, an all-day event. And it doesn't say it's sold out, but this location will not be disclosed until 24 hours prior to the event because they realize having RFK Jr. and Andy Wakefield and Judy Mikovits and that's an all-star lineup. Yeah, they got to keep that one safe, so... Dude, that's going to be amazing. So thank you for telling us about that. Super. Now we'll have to make sure that gets blasted out somehow to everybody so they know about those events.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Scott Bell Show.
The compliance, though, is what makes this successful. They can't do it without your cooperation, folks.
Yes.
They can't do it.
Yes.
And, you know, I am resigned to some of what Dr. Ravi said as well, is that we may never go back to, if we are sheeple, back to the ability to travel freely and breathe freely while we are traveling, if we allow this to continue. This is a precipice or a turning point. The question is, have the American people come on, become full-on sheeple, and is there any recovery? And it's not for lack of trying, but Yoda said, do or do not, there is no try. So the point is, I'm not waiting for y'all to try. I'm doing what I'm doing, and I'm encouraging you to do what you can do as well, each and every one of you.
I think that's the best, you know, piece of advice people can get. I mean, like, you know, the more people comply, the more you're going to get, you know, as soon as they find compliance in one, they're going to add one more to it. And this is how they build up on it. I mean, if you go back to March, they said we're going to shut the country down for 2 weeks, and, you know, we're going to flatten the curve, you're going to all come back out, and we'll be all, you know, hunky-dory, you're going to go back to business as usual. That was in March, right? So here we are 7 months later. How many things have been added on to it? Now we have to wear a mask to shop, we can wear a mask to go eat, we can't fly, you know, all of this stuff. No theme parks, you know, no ball games, no Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you see, like, you know, this is progressively, every time you comply or they find compliance in the right amount of people, they'll add something more to it. And people like us who never comply from the beginning will just continue not to comply and face the consequences. And to me, I mean, I tell people this all the time too, like, you know, you may have to face some, you know, difficulty. I mean, that's fine. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. If I, you know, can, you know, do something that I used to do. I mean, I haven't eaten in a restaurant in, like, I don't know how many months. Probably went once in this whole epidemic. That's fine with me. I mean, you know, I'll eat at home or I'll, you know, go to a park and take my food there and eat it. Pretend like I'm at a restaurant in nature, right? And so, you can't. I mean, this is these are some of the things that we need to like start thinking about. Like, you know,
well, what do you value? Yeah. What do you value? Do you value liberty or convenience? Freedom or convenience?
Exactly. Yes,
and
yes,
and everybody's right. Got a different perspective on that. But you know, I just want to be mean right now, but I don't want to be mean. But you say you love America, but what are you willing to do to stand up and defend its ideals, the ideals mm-hmm. of the founders? Or, you know, what would they say right now? It's like, oh, you're worried because you can't, you know, I don't know, name a convenience. You won't be able to do that because you're not willing to compromise your freedom. And as I said, if they start clamping down with health passports, so you can't come into this store, this restaurant, this supermarket, or you can't get into an Uber, on and on it'll go. At what point do you go, well, screw it, I saw that coming, and because of that, I became more self-sufficient, just like our ancestors were, where they didn't expect every day they could just roll out of bed and just hop on to something and go to get a cup of coffee and sit, or the food for the day, that they actually had to prepare their food, they had to grow their food, or they had to barter and trade for things, to develop skills that actually have value at a time when other things become less valuable or less important. And I think that's why I'm such a big fan, for a number of reasons, of learning about health and healing through the Trinity School of Natural Health and various programs, including lectures on demand, because the value that might not be perceived today from having that kind of education, because all the authoritarians have degrees and licenses, at a point when it becomes critically life or death, and you realize you don't have a drug deficiency and that vaccines are killing people, then where do you go? The doctors don't know unless they've gone outside of their training to learn the things they didn't need medical school for. And so becoming a Trinity graduate makes you an immediate valuable member of your family, your community, and on it goes, because you actually know what you can do to help people.
Right, right. And to yourself. I mean, most importantly, I mean, you know, if you want to improve your health, and I tell, you know, and I say this to all of my clients too, I mean, like, you know, at least do the health coach program, which is, you know, a few weeks, you learn the basics of how to take care of yourself. And, you know, that is, medicine doesn't really have much in terms of prevention. I mean, you know, their big thing is vaccines. Vaccines don't prevent anything. I mean, tell you, like, up front.
They cause problems.
They cause problems, right. Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe very short, but not
depression of expression is not health. Dr. Robbie, we're out of time. Your lecture on demand is still available on vaccines. I encourage everybody to go get it, download it, go to Trinity and sign up for any of the courses. And we'll see you at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo coming up this weekend. Rumor has it we might be hearing from Ula. She's going to talk me through how to use the Hoover app for the Health Freedom Expo and the 20 Days to Save the USA. So stand by. We'll be back with more after this. Thanks to our friends at UK Health Radio. And thanks to Dr. Robbie for joining us today. He's always amazing. The power to heal is yours.
It's always a pleasure.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.